Chapter 18. Now that I knew the identity of the chairman, I began that very night to read every discarded news magazine I could find in the hopes of learning more about him. Within a week, I'd accumulated such a stack of them in my room that Auntie gave me a look as if I'd lost my mind. I did find mention of him in a number of articles, but only in passing, and none told me the sorts of things I really wanted to know. Still, I went on picking up every magazine I found poking out of a trash basket, until one day I came upon a stack of old papers tied in a bundle behind one of the tea houses. Buried in it was a 2-year-old issue of a news magazine that happened to feature an article on Iwamura Electric. It seemed that Iwamura Electric had celebrated its 20th anniversary in April of 1931. It astonishes me even now to think of it, but this was the same month when I met the chairman on the banks of the Shirakawa stream. I would have seen his face in all the magazines if only I'd looked in them. Now that I knew a date to search for, I managed over the course of time to find many more articles about the anniversary. Most of them came from a collection of junk thrown out after the death of an old granny who lived in an okia across the alley. The chairman had been born in 1890, as I learned, which meant that despite his gray hair, he'd been a little over 40 when I met him. I'd formed the impression that day he was probably chairman of an unimportant company, but I was quite wrong. Iwamura Electric wasn't as big as Osaka Electric, its chief rival in western Japan, according to all the articles, but the chairman and Nobu, because of their celebrated partnership, were much better known than the chiefs of much larger companies. In any case, Iwamura Electric was considered more innovative and had a better reputation. At 17, the chairman had gone to work at a small electric company in Osaka. Soon he was supervising the crew that installed wiring for machinery at factories in the area. The demand for electric lighting in households and offices was growing at this time, and during the evenings the chairman designed a fixture to allow the use of 2 light bulbs in a socket built for only 1. The director of the company wouldn't build it, however, so at the age of 22 in 1912, shortly after marrying, the chairman left to establish his own company. For a few years, things were difficult. Then in 1914, the chairman's new company won the electrical wiring contract for a new building on a military base in Osaka. Nobu was still in the military at this time, since his war wounds made it difficult for him to find a job anywhere else. He was given the task of overseeing the work done by the new Iwamura Electric Company. He and the chairman quickly became friends, and when the chairman offered him a job the following year, Nobu took it.